medical training company, security company on the way. I'm a firefighter. I'm an ENT. I'm a 13-year Air Force veteran. You know what I mean? And this is what I do, man. So welcome to it, man.
Yes.
Welcome to the real talk. No gossip. We just going off of real talk on everything that we got going on, man. And I'd like to also give a shout out to, you know what I mean, Clarity and Dion, you know what I mean? Give a shout out to Bel Air, Gate, to everybody, man. I appreciate y'all for the support, man. But we're going to get straight into it, man. Jersey Jewels.
Nice. Yes, you got your girl, L Pretty.
Pretty B.
In the building. Yeah, we outside. So, y'all know it's nothing but good vibes and laughter with me outside, you know, around. We're going to get into a lot of things. Credit, music, fashion, world news, sports.
A little bit sports.
You know, we get in, life. You know, I get into everything. Life. Life. You know, I'm here to speak on the behalf of the women.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it, and that's all.
She's the mom of the
show.
You
know? We're going to be going back and forth with that one.
That's it, and that's all. Like, who else is going to say it but me?
That's what's up.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad to be here. I'm honored to have been asked to be a part of this. And we got a lot of good things planned. So I hope y'all tune in, stay tuned. For events, promos.
Yes.
We're gonna have so many things. Interviews, artists.
Yes. And make sure y'all download that DJ Chase app, man. Shout out to my DJ Chase. You know what I mean? Letting us expand our brand, expand our content on his platform. We appreciate you, King.
Yes, DJ Chase, DJChase.com.
Exclusively on DJ Chase Radio. Download that app now.
Yes, 20 minutes, 24/7 music as well. So
and so y'all gotta get used to us too, man. We on here what every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Nine to ten.
So you know what I mean?
When you finish
your work day, you wanna sit back and relax with some Bel Air, pop a bottle of Bel Air, you wanna pop a bottle of Dion, you feel me?
We got that. And make sure we showing the people.
Right, you feel me? Every Wednesday, 9 to 10 on DJ Chase Radio app, the Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. So what we got going on?
So,
talk to me, Les. What we into first?
I say, well, we're gonna do a recap, but yeah.
Let's do. Let's just say. I can't wait because I'm looking forward to Uncle Murda's wrap up. It's going to be next.
Oh yeah, not for sure.
I just know we're going to that. What? This, if he doesn't do it any year, this is the year he should do it. Like he has to.
I've been tagging you like for the last few months. Like, hey. Real talk.
Crazy.
All these subjects, the topics.
Endless.
All this drama.
All
this
the
juice,
ditty drama.
All this drama going on. Even the good things, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's wild. 23.
Woo. It's a lot. We had the little, you know, our ancestors might have been very proud about the boat situation.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
very happy that went down.
You know what I mean?
On time for us.
And so I felt that very special moment when that situation happened. I felt
absolutely.
Their power. So, man, Freedom Kings, if they down, man, shout out to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
What y'all think was the top song of the year? Y'all think the top song of the year? I ain't going to cry. I probably going to give it to Uzi. The Let Me, what is it, Let Me Rock? Or how was it?
Yeah.
What's the title of the song?
I ain't gonna lie, you gotta
bumping.
Give it to him, you know? I rock with this music.
That's
not all of
one.
It, but that's a good one. And he gave Jersey his props, man. Shout out to Jersey, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
He gave Jersey
absolutely.
His props and all that, so definitely I give it to Uzi, man. That influence he had on the kids
question.
Is crazy.
Song of the year.
The culture is
song
crazy.
Of the year.
Song of the year. It's a
I'm gonna have to say SZA Snooze.
SZA Snooze is a good one. That was rocking for a while.
I'm just
she don't come off the charts.
200 charts all year.
I mean,
Snooze been in the top 200 charts.
Yeah, she was doing numbers. Facts don't lie.
Shout out to Jersey again.
Shout out to Jersey again.
That's how we do that.
Shout out to Jersey again.
I heard you. Is she from South Orange?
Is she from South Orange?
I think she's
from South Orange.
Even if it's Essex County, that's all that matters.
I heard she's from South Orange. I think
Essex County is good enough.
She lucky I ain't beat her. You feel me?
Yeah, cool.
Neither here nor there.
Nice. That's a great question. That's all right,
album of the year, man. Jeezy, man. Jeezy came back, man. Yeah, Jeezy put it on for all the heartbroken fellas. Paul, you came back with a...
All the heartbroken fellas. Talking about Jeezy. Might talk about that Nia Long interview with Jeezy.
Shot, shoot, and shot. Can we be honest?
Shoot and shot real quick, you know what I mean?
Trying to shoot and shot.
There
was no purpose in that interview.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Shot and shot in there.
Yeah.
Trying to get shot in there.
You feel me?
Nah, that's a fact.
I don't know about Jeezy album of the year. It was a good album, but yeah, I don't know about a straight.
I've been a snowman since early 2000s.
But what are we considering good music these days? Right? Like,
I listen to so many people. Nah. I don't talk for me to get an album of the year. But I'm usually them on Rap Life playlist trying to get the top songs. I get people top songs versus top albums nowadays.
As an artist, man, I would say where it come from. What space is that person in? You feel me? Where is this message coming from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just like Ross and Meek Mill album was very good. You know what I mean? But it took them.
However,
it took
I did expect
years.
More, though.
I definitely
I expected more from the Drake album.
Be honest
with you. I think Drake is
the second.
Talk about
agree.
I'm a big Drake fan. You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna hold you.
Agree.
This is what real talk, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
Getting comfortable, my boy.
He definitely get comfortable. He don't take a break. That's why he might need a break.
I mean, do we not expect that in an artist's career at some point?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
What point does the creativity, not that it runs out, but I feel like for creators, you have to have a moment where you're not doing anything in order for your mind to keep going.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Like a downplay. That's why rappers usually put out a major album, once every year?
Yeah.
But the times of music change.
I feel like Drake putting out something three times a year, the way he's staying.
Yeah, times of music
can
change.
You
gotta stay relevant.
Three verses. Now people's mind frames and attention spans shortened down. Now it's only two verses a song.
You
don't want to hear that shit all the way down there. So,
I mean, it's what people are listening to. It's about the beat.
It is.
It's about mumble rap.
You know what I mean?
So I think the older artist has to kind of, you know, get in where they fit in.
We start slowing down. We start getting comfortable in the house a little bit, you know.
Speaking of music too, we're gonna be having a lot of new artists, new local artists coming through for the interview.
And if you need your song played,
Send us some information.
We're going to be posting our emails so that you can send that information. Mm-hmm. If you want to be interviewed, if you want your song played, please reach out
send
to
it
us.
Right to the DMs, Real Talk Show 2, right at the IG.
Send
it right to the IG.
Man out, man. You want it, we already know we got it. You feel me? Yeah. Supply and demand.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all send that. Definitely show love to local artists. You know, we're all about that. Yeah.
Showcases. Like I said, man, we got a great lineup of things.
We can try to get y'all the showcases lined up when we know the dates and everything. People could pop out and support. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I'm looking forward to the interviews and the special guests that we're going to have.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Definitely
you know
have a lot of special guests.
I'm not going easy. I'm just to let you know.
Bag, but, oh, my God.
Not going easy. I do my homework. But we're looking forward to
it. Might need an hour and a half.
Some fresh faces.
No, shit.
Some fresh faces, some new music, you know, and just to be able to interact with the people while we're still building our platform, still introducing ourselves to who we are, and we all have like mad experience in this field.
Yeah.
So
different
it's gonna be
fields,
super dope.
Man. Different things, man. I feel like we all could contribute to the knowledge that we give the world, man. It's bigger than us, man.
Absolutely.
So this is
looking forward to keep building all 2024, man.
A gossip show and all that, man. So it's an honor to be here with you guys and give you some real talk, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we got going on with the credit, Corey, man?
I already got my boy going on the services.
I'm anxious to get him to talking about it because I'm a homeowner. business owner, entrepreneur, yes, yes. All this great things, man.
So, but I'm gonna I'm gonna do two topics. At the end of the day, we're gonna do personal and we're gonna do business. A lot of people have been recommending business more lately because they know they can get a bigger bag out of the business. And some, but I'm gonna start off with this, man. I'm gonna start off as far as building personal credit. We're gonna start. I'm not gonna do too big of a monologue, but I'm gonna get into it because a lot of people don't have discipline to really build their credit, and that's really the first thing you need. It's the discipline and patience. Credit isn't built overnight. I get a lot of clients calling and reaching out. Oh, how long? How long? Sometimes when people say how long, I kind of don't even think you're ready to start the build process yet. You know what I mean? Even with people with the good credit, it takes discipline to pay your bills on time. You know what I mean? It's not always about just trying to get the bags. People say, oh, I need that 25K credit card limit. But then I ask them what they're going to do with it. They don't even have a plan yet.
Just want to buy a giraffe.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta have a plan.
They just want to get it. They just want to buy it, use it, and then get paid back. In order to build credit, you gotta pay the credit back that you're using. You know what I mean?
Education is a big thing.
Education, that's it.
We speak to what we should be doing, right? Financial literacy is definitely not something that is promoted in you know, the African American community.
Speaking of promotion, I want to work. One of my main goals for 2024, since we're talking about the new year, is to put the get credit into curriculums in schools.
Absolutely.
It's literally, when you look it up, there's no one trying to put, even if they did it just college, but it really needs to be in high school because before you're 18.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm actually a substitute teacher too. And I actually substitute college. I mean, Passaic High School.
So I'm going to have to get Passaic High School.
Oh my God.
First.
Like, it teaches great things, but it's not about what you know.
Exactly. Who you know.
Like, the student's not motivated, and it's not Passaic. I've been to different schools across New Jersey, which was why they call me Jersey. You feel me? Like,
but nah, as far as the high school, I think that'd be the best way to go. A lot of people don't know, especially kids in high school, they don't know what they could build during high school or how to build. They could actually come out of high school with an 800 credit score like, just off of building off their back.
Those
but
real, like charter schools.
Yeah, you got to get from the charter schools. Is definitely.
North exactly. Jersey. I had my kids going to North Star for a lot, and they was like college for them, bro. So they prepared them for public schools, but they are now and stuff. So,
but I think that's really the best way to go, man. Nobody really teaches us that. We don't really need it, and a lot of people won't even have to go to college with student loans if they had coming out with good credit. You know what I mean? They could put it on their credit card and stuff like that. So. Yeah, I think that's the best way to, you know what I mean?
What?
Nah, it depends. You never
don't
know.
But
nah. Because it's going to be on your credit report. It's going to be on your credit report either way, I'm telling you. So
they're going to have to come get that.
I mean, that business credit gets you that 200K, you know what I mean? So it's different, you know. It's a little different, you know what I mean?
It's a different ballgame.
How do you leverage business credit from personal credit?
Well, first of all, you got to get your LLC, you got to build your EIN, get your EIN number, go with your state, Secretary of State, you know, get the basics first. Really, even the basics with a name.
Is there a
get
price?
The name right.
Is there a price to?
The EIN is free. The LLC, you can either do like LegalZoom. If you go to your state, it should be about $150.
It's like,
most.
175.
Yeah, around that the most, so. But some people don't even, if you want to get it done for you, it's a few websites.
Yeah.
LegalZoom
usually costs $350.
But they do it everything. That $350, you pay a little extra, they get you your business book and everything.
Man,
you want to just get
it
paid.
Exactly.
You get your registered agent for the year. Get you
your
compliance calendar. You know, definitely shout out to LegalZoom. You know what I mean? But that's really the best way to do it. And then it's a lot of good ways to just monitor your business credit. Nav.com, that's a good app for your business credit. You know, just to monitor it. That's the main thing, is monitoring and monitoring. You're not going to know what some people say. This is my thing, too.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about the subscription. Stop worrying about the monitor. Oh, it's $10 a month. It's $15 a month. You need it every month to know what's going on. Nobody's saying that with Netflix, Paramount Plus. I probably got about 10 subscriptions. I got about 10 subscriptions. I don't even watch them. You know what I mean?
Netflix just got me yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is 16?
And Apple don't play. If you got to set up to your Apple subscriptions, oh man.
I don't know, man. Every time I get a new credit card, they know about it.
Yeah, matter of fact, but you want us to stay up on it, you know what I mean? Just keep your monitoring. And we're going to go. I'm not going to break it all down for the first episode.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm gonna break it down each episode.
But
here's
the question, though.
I'm gonna
what is the first step for someone to save? Like, what is the first thing?
The saving.
Is it monthly budgeting?
Like, I definitely would say, I would say daily budgeting. If you want to really get deep into it, what you're spending every day, what you're going out to eat.
It's expensive to live now. You know what I mean?
But everybody got different lifestyles. You know what I mean?
That's $100. As soon as you step out
the door, $100 bill.
Oh, man. I have three kids, so I can tell you that's where the money going.
That's a lot.
Yeah. For me, the $100 bill is the new adult single. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's really what it is. But yeah, yo, we getting to it, man. We getting to it.
Cool. But so wrap it up real quick for the credit card. I mean, the credit talk.
We're gonna go over personal credit. We're gonna go over business credit, but we're gonna start it off with the monitoring. We're gonna talk about the discipline to be able to do it and paying your bills on
time.
Because at the end of the day, some people say they try to do the credit, but don't leave your day job. You need income to continue to build credit.
Because
you have to have a plan to build it and get it back.
It's no longer y'all get it when I get it.
Get it. It might not be.
All right, so we're going to get into another topic, man. Let's get into Holly Weird business, man. It's 2024, you feel me? There's a lot going on.
A lot of weird stuff.
Let's get to the Holly Weird shit. This is the Holly Weird topic category right here, man. What y'all think? I already know what y'all want us to talk about. Y'all want us to talk about the Diddy scandal and shit.
Any picture Diddy in with you, they're gonna try to throw it in there.
And we old enough to understand that sometimes it's not about what it is, it's about what it looks like.
Yeah, it's about what it looked like. Definitely about what it looked like.
Why would he put himself in that position?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Allegedly,
you know, because it's all speculation. But, well, I don't know about y'all, but I like to speak facts. So I did read that 35-page. I did read it because I like to speak from facts. So what are y'all thinking about Diddy's response to all of this?
Hey, listen, Diddy said he showed the receipts, he paid in 24 hours, so.
What response?
My man paid that money ASAP.
He
was
doing what he was supposed to do.
Guaranteed he paid more than 30 minutes.
That should blow over, real talk.
He tried to get that out of here quick,
The thing about that is, also, now he's stepping down from major things. Like, his business corporations.
They don't like you being that. They don't like you being that window. That's all it is.
That's a different light. They've taken his honorary degrees and things like that. But here's the thing. They're still accepting his money.
Of course they're going to accept the money. Money talks. That's it. You know what I mean?
Money talks, bullshit. We all know that. Money talks, bullshit.
My boy definitely looked like he was stressing.
He's definitely wearing the 2T right now. He's mad small.
You know what I mean? I'm not up to the B yet, but losing a B or you a 5 billionaire to 1 billionaire might hurt. But.
And you got
to
think about it. He is a father.
Yeah,
you know, he has a lot of children that depend on him.
Yeah,
not all of them, as a son,
I wonder how they feel and think about the allegations.
Because he does have older children.
You don't want to mess up the legacy, too.
Right? He does have older children. How does that impact? The kids on the aspect, they see this.
They definitely see it. It depends, man. I don't know if it'll change much, but it might not. Might not do too many more songs. His son do his own. You know, might not really care about his Diddy now when he goes say my father do this, my father do that. But
yeah.
He just might not even want to be in tune with the allegations.
Can I say some real talk? Those niggas gonna be good at the end of the day.
They're always gonna be good, no matter what. Like I said,
that doesn't change.
Keep it moving.
Respectfully, though.
That doesn't change.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out.
It's gonna work out.
It's a lot of factors involved. It's kids involved. It's a lot of serious allegations involved. And you gotta consider Cassie and her family going through all of this. Yeah. Also, how brave it was for her to be able to speak about it.
Right.
I realized that a lot of people always hone in to why now. I don't know if that matters. Why does that matter? You know what I mean?
That is a point, though. It is a point. You know what I mean?
People, I mean, we're going to be wrong about it.
You know what I mean? It is a point. The question is, what went wrong to make it come up? You know what I mean?
I mean, and but here's my thing. Here's what I got to say about this.
Be smooth,
why 30 like, million?
Exactly. She had a number.
What you said was done to you, it would have been 30 million for each incident.
Exactly.
I just don't feel like 30 million was worth what she said.
That's what I'm saying. She just wanted some pocket change.
I think she got more than that. That's why they ain't say the number.
Oh, he definitely came more than that. She definitely got more than that.
She got some good walking around money.
I'm thinking, you think it's 70?
That's what I heard.
I was thinking about a good 100,000. That's cake. He wipes his kids' ass with it.
Yeah,
it's nothing. Like it was nothing. 30 million.
Yeah, he's one of the things. He spent that
at dinner. That's nothing.
I know. That's why he gave that.
So it's not really hurting.
Have a lot of less dinners, though.
Yeah, because it's challenging. It's, you know, his brand.
What y'all think about my boy Andre 3000
album? Oh, listen, man, Andre, I got so much respect for that man. He can do whatever he wants.
I liked it.
I thought he was trolling, okay. To be honest.
I liked
with you,
it. Okay. I liked it.
I heard a couple songs. Don't get me wrong. I could listen to it while I'm cleaning the house.
Definitely.
Like
it's
that,
a vibe.
You know what I mean? But other than that, I thought he was trolling, man. Because it was a time he said he was going to drop something about real bars, and he didn't come out with it. So
I just don't think the world is for him
space.
Right now.
He's not in that space, though.
He can't be the artist that he truly is in this world.
Yeah,
to
be honest
right
with
now.
You, Andre 2000 don't have to come out with anything.
He doesn't. He's a GOAT. He's GOATed.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 20
I like
Outcasts, everything else, movies.
Yeah, true. I actually grew up playing the trombone and stuff, so I'm big into trombone and shit.
I played
the trombone all the way to sophomore year, from fourth grade to
10th,
nice.
And all that. I was pretty, I'm actually pretty fucking good at
that.
Look at us learning about each other.
Nice.
I know that.
You still got the instrument?
No, I do not.
Oh, damn, look.
Yeah,
okay.
That's one thing I wish I could have played.
Man, I actually grew up then into the band, man. Nice. They actually promoted that a lot in the Orange area and stuff, man. Shout out to Orange, man. Over and everybody from the city supporting the movement, man. But I actually liked the album, man. Like,
yeah.
It was dope. It was soothing.
I think it was. It was refreshing.
I smoke a blunt to it.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll do another listen over. Get past the third one. You know what
it
mean?
Was definitely refreshing. Something new.
Yeah.
Cool. So what are we expecting in 2024? What are we looking forward to?
Oh,
do we have any apprehensions? Are we nervous?
Man, I'm not too
nervous.
We
got some big plans.
I just want to stay consistent to what I'm doing. I want to stay consistent with the podcast, consistent with my own credit stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Consistent with me going out with my wife more and not
that's
do a lot, you know what I mean? Like, as far as that topic, you know what I mean? For my married people out there, definitely getting that time alone with your spouse when y'all got kids.
Amen.
And
you
let's
know
just
what I mean?
Say this.
So, that's my definitely big goal.
We're going to have a lot of relationship talk because
that is
definitely my field. That is definitely my field. Yeah.
Relationship
talk. We're
going
to get these guys together. That is definitely my film.
Since we're gonna
get a lot into that.
Relationship talk. Woo!
Yeah.
What's the status? What's the status is now? Y'all single? Yeah, I just let y'all know I'm married, so y'all already know what's going on.
I am not single.
My situation.
I'm not single.
You know what I mean? So we're taking. So we definitely have some good relationship talk.
You're healing.
Yeah.
My boy say healing. Oh, we're gonna have to get into that one.
Oh. We have to get my boy together. It's okay.
We're gonna need some stage in here. Hey,
it's okay. It's okay. But you know what? I think it's great. We got a variety here. How long have you been married, Corey?
Going on 10 years.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, you about to hit over that hump.
Beautiful. So are y'all celebrating 10 years?
We're actually thinking about renewing our vows.
Amen.
Gotta do that.
And we're there.
Gotta do that.
That's definitely going to be
real talk is there.
Right in May. You know what I mean? Right in summertime. So we'll let y'all know about that.
Good. So we got some
experience
here.
A lot of crazy experience. Like, I live like a rock star sometimes,
Let's get into it.
Like, I had to sit back and think about it, like, life is fucking lit, bro.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You
gotta be able to embrace those moments when you're able to really live life, because life is so short.
Yeah.
Right? And especially when you become a dad, when you have children.
I love being a dad.
You know, a lot of those things, moments, unfortunately, get taken from who you are as an individual.
Yes.
So it's great that you get to still be able to, you know, enjoy your life just for you as a man. So that's awesome.
Yo,
so you got to do that.
Hard as hell.
Absolutely.
I know y'all thinking about three things when I said that. Yo, we work hard as hell, bro.
Yeah.
Every 3 to 4, maybe 6 months, you got to take a vacation. You got to travel. It's the whole world.
That's a goal.
I spent 13 years in the Air Force. I did 2 deployments, and I travel outside on my own. Like, it ain't nothing like waking up, going on your balcony, sparking a blunt, and be like, damn, this shit is beautiful.
Right.
Like,
that's the best feeling in the world.
Like, you just got to do it. Hey, that was such thing
the best
right
thing
time.
In the world.
Just do it, yo.
Yeah. That's a great
get
point.
Get your passports. Don't
just
Puerto
do
Rico
it.
Get your passports. Yes.
In Las Vegas yourself to death.
Yeah.
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 They go to
Miami.
They go
just expired too.
You can
go to Miami for lunch. That is regular. Not a trip.
I've been around the world. Puerto Rico is one of the biggest places.
Definitely is.
That's why they didn't go all inclusive. They don't
have to. I know one thing. I got to give me some more married friends too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's important.
That's definitely important with me as well.
It's important.
Yeah. It's hard, man.
The
got
boundaries,
to
though.
A lot of people.
It's boring. It's not really nice.
It really is boring.
Like,
it was like Grand Theft Auto with bike shoes.
Oh, yeah,
it's just
off the bike. I can go take the bike and then vice versa. Mm. Like,
it's really one of those countries where you're going to really relax. Like, if you're still going to have like a lit time, the Maldives is not.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
You know,
I gotta travel more. I'm in Jamaica. That's it. It's the only place I've traveled to.
I have yet to been.
That's it.
What?
Jamaica is the only place.
I'm going to Jamaica like once a year.
That's my goal this year.
That
in
DR, like, I mean, for the good reasons, the resorts.
The resorts.
Yo,
that's hilarious.
I'm not saying.
Nah, that's a good look. Not that side of DR. That's funny.
Listen, I like to travel. I plan to travel a lot more. In 2024, I'm looking to be consistent. I'm with Corey on that.
Absolutely.
I'm looking to stay in the gym, eat right, stay disciplined with that, because it's a struggle.
Yeah.
Especially, I'm over 30. You know what I mean? I'm in that bracket now, so it's a little different. You know, staying consistent with my businesses as a fashion designer, as a marriage and family therapist, so we will be talking about that. You know, as a radio personality, I just plan to stay consistent and really grinding it out. Loving on my people more, loving on myself more.
Love your family, man. Life is short.
You know, loving on my children more, and just enjoying the good parts about life.
Amen.
I'm doing a lot of letting go. You
gotta
know,
let go of a lot of things. A lot of things.
I'm doing a lot of letting go.
Leaving
in
2023.
I'm actually on that same wave, man. Yeah. Like, starting tomorrow, I'm just going like a little cleanse and stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
It's the best year. It's the best time to do it. It's actually the first of the year is actually landing on a Monday. You know how people say, I wanted to be on a Monday.
Fresh start, fresh
week. You know, I know excuses now. You know
it's
what I mean?
No
started
excuses.
Getting out of the week.
I mean,
like,
I'm a huge man of God, man. You know, baptized twice just
Absolutely.
In case.
Nice. Just I hear that.
Said,
wow. Some boy said, just be
like,
kidding.
He said
twice.
I'm sitting there like,
I'm not making a mockery of it.
Nah, absolutely.
But, like, I mean, I got a big 2024 lined up as well.
You're showing me up. I got to do more than pray during my marriage. God knows my heart. I got
to
have a better
relationship. That's what I was about to say. You know my heart.
He knows my heart, man.
He
made me. He know what's going on.
Yeah, for real. That's how we feel. Man.
You gotta do your part. It's gonna be nice. I really think that it's going to be a great year for a lot of people.
Yes.
A lot of people had a lot of struggles after COVID.
Yes.
A lot of people are trying to get back on their feet.
Yeah.
Inflation got people fucked
the world
up.
In general.
You know, the world
Even
in general.
Though, you know, maybe we always want to go to war and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be getting politics. Like I said, I spent 13 years in the Air Force.
Yeah.
I hate politics. You feel me? Like, I think the world, like you just said, is going on an uphill right now. And
yeah, I think
we're
it's
realizing
gonna be real
good. That we need each other.
Yeah,
that too, you know, that too. I see a lot of love coming out of this
absolutely.
Year. A lot more peace for a lot of people in this year. A lot of people understanding themselves, understanding their partners.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of people that are looking for change.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping that people really stand on business and get to it.
It's a leap year, too.
It's a leap year?
It's a leap year.
I'll be trying to stay on stuff, stuff like that. Leap
Do we
year,
got any superstitions going on?
That's what I'm about to say. I'm not a big superstition.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going home to make me some collard greens for the
night. Yeah, you know, my wife just said that.
I claim my laundry. Claim my sheet mom. I've been there.
My wife just said that. She's going to make some fish. She want to go back to her grandparents.
It's about what your traditions are, right? Absolutely. Sometimes the traditions that we come from don't really fit us.
Yeah.
The children we have, the spouses that we have, we outgrow it. So it's really about what you make with your own family.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm hoping that
important to build your own family, even if you don't have kids, people that surround you,
And we know this is a tough time for a lot of people, too. They don't really get that.
They don't have any parents. They support. Miss somebody in the family around the holidays.
Yeah. But lock in with your people, though, if you do have somebody.
Life is short.
You know, lock in, make some. I'm not really big on making amends with people. Fuck them people.
Yeah, not amends.
You know what I mean? Stop playing with yourself this year. That's all I want to say.
I ain't got to be best friends or something. Like, you feel me? Like, build some type of.
Just focus on yourself, man. Anybody who loves you and supports you is going to be there.
Yeah. I think that's true.
And get life support, people.
Yeah.
I got to connect for that, man. Like, I mean, gotta get life support. You feel me? Don't be a GoFundMe.
Respectfully.
Yeah. No shots, and I mean,
you ain't gonna need a GoFundMe anyway. Once you start building that credit, start getting the credit cards.
Who are we looking forward to listening? Who are we looking forward to hearing music from this year, 2024?
Jersey Jules.
Definitely Jersey Jules.
Performed for like Celebrity Boxing. That shit was epic, man. You feel me? Like, I got a lot of great things going on. I'm about to start working with DJ Tarzan and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I got Clarity backing me. I got the whole city backing me. You know what I mean? I got my boy Gibbs fucking with me. You feel me? Like, I'm just blessed to be here, man. A lot of great music. Like I said, I'm not just a rapper. I'm versatile. I sing. I write all my shit, by the way. You feel me? Like, man, this is what we do right here, man. Solid Grind Productions, man. We also got two other artists, Lil Pootie. We got G6 from Orange, you feel me? So I'm not just the one roster kind of guy, you feel me? People ask me who I compare myself to. No funny shit, I compare myself to Ross, the way I be bossing shit up. I was trying to get a song with Chad B popping, shout out to the legend Chad B. I've been doing this shit, so it's not no overnight shit that y'all looking at. It's about 10 years of work that you're looking at. I even came on last show when I was an up-and-coming rapper. She was doing her motherfucking thing with another radio station and shit. So she blessed me with the opportunity to get an interview, and now here we are, like, I mean, all thanks to the guy, full circle, man. One hand wash the other, both wash the face.
That's how we're doing all 2024.
All 2024. Let's get into it. Learn about business credit. Let's get into the things that's going to take us to the next level. Whatever it is that you have on your mind that you want to do, just do it. Like, everything that you want is right outside of that fear. Some people get in their head and it stops you.
Absolutely.
You don't need validation. If you got that shit in your head, just go do it.
That's how it was with me with my Instagram. It's just told me, I just got to record. You know what I mean?
Just do it. That's the best business advice I got in 2012. I was working at the Hotel DuPont in Delaware as a security guard. and one of the guys, a co-worker of mine, and I was asking him, and he said, yo, best business advice I could give you is never such thing as the right time to do it. Just do it. Yeah, and that's when I started becoming a rapper and everything. This is where I'm at now. I just do it, man. And everybody, like, as you see, like minds think alike. You just, I mean, Nike, holla at us too, man. We accept this.
We definitely just doing it. You know what I mean? We're doing it. All sponsors, all welcome. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a good thing, y'all. Definitely. Make sure y'all tune in.
Great year, man.
Every Definitely. Wednesday, again, every Wednesday, non.
Let's get this open. Let's
pop it open, like. Let's get it going.
That shit ain't for sure. We're about to get straight to this shit.
We're going to get it going. Let me slide this out.
Let's get into it.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram, YouTube channel, all that shit. The Real Talk Show, man.
Yeah.
DJ Chase Radio.
Yes, download the app. Download the app.
Shout out to DJ Chase. Shout out to Solid Love Production. You feel me? Trey Corbin, LPG, Jersey Jewels, man. Shout out to Bel Air, you feel me? Clarity, you feel me? Beyond, you feel me? 2024, man.
Happy New Year, man. Gonna be epic, man. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, filthy animals.
Download Jersey Jewels music, you feel me? Fuck with your boy.
Yeah.
I know y'all tired of all that mummy rap shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Trying to get to that boss talk. That
you think Bars is coming back in 2024?
Bars been back.
Hey, Bars is here. Bars is here,
they
man.
They say I'm bringing real hip hop back. The lid ain't never left. Uh-huh. And it's going to be around till my last breath.
That might have to be, huh?
Hey, yo.
My boy about to drop bars on y'all every day.
I'm trying to tell you, what's that, Rap City the Basement?
That was real talk.
I only spit boss talk, real talk.
Somebody help me out here. I ain't going for, I'm not even a big drinker.
Oh, I am a Bel Air expert.
Expertise.
I ain't gonna shake it now. I ain't gonna fuck up the station.
It's cool. Nah. Don't do no shakes, but. We're definitely going to keep it going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Happy New Year. How far we got to go? You might want to shake it a little bit.
No, I ain't shaking it.
Shake it at all. We lit.
We lit. So, got some things looking forward to. Sports.
Let's talk about sports.
While we talking about it.
And y'all also welcome to send up topics y'all want to hear, you know what I mean? Anything y'all want to discuss.
We'll definitely be posting some questions, so make sure that you are following our Instagram.
Put some polls up.
Some topics. We are going to be having a lot of things you'll be seeing in the upcoming new year.
Yeah.
So just look out for the progress. Our podcast, we're going to be getting started on that soon.
Uh-huh.
So look forward to that because we're going to have a lot of content. Some events that we'll be attending. So make sure, you know, y'all tune in.
Yeah.
It's going up.
Don't skip past sports like she ain't wearing the Eagles.
Let's get into it.
We ain't gonna slide.
I'm
from the same city that Jay Alford, the last person that got the sack on Tom Brady in 2011. That was 2007. Okay. You feel me? Like, yeah, man, I'm a big Giants fan.
Yeah, I'm going to put my little insight here and there, but I'm not a big sports fan, but I'm going to give y'all what I know.
Okay, what
and
you know? There, talk to me.
I know how to gamble, though, on my fan duel. I know that much, you know what I mean?
But y'all, I can use a couple.
You know, I was just always a basketball fan more than football anyway.
Okay,
cool.
I'm a Nets fan since they've been in Jersey. You know, Kerry Kittle's hitting threes in the corner. I've been a Nets fan.
When it comes to basketball, I'm going to just stay loyal and say I'm a Knicks fan.
All right, I'll take that.
I'm a Knicks fan, but I'm more of a player fan than anything. I'm a Melo fan, so wherever Melo goes.
I can say that.
Melo.
I follow Durant everywhere. I was a Durant fan,
but I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah, I can respect that because growing up, I thought I was a 49ers fan. that Jerry Rice went to the Raiders.
Why did you think that?
Because y'all like the Jerry Rice. I thought I found out I was just a player.
Nowhere near.
I thought I was nowhere near. Jerry Rice is the best to ever do it. Like, you feel me? I remember he told the story that he used to catch bricks and catch better and all that. So I played football. I actually still play football too. I'm a starting linebacker for the Garden State Hurricanes. You feel me? Number 13. Y'all already know what's about to happen this year. If you know, you know. You feel me? I'm a whole other mammal on that. I'm a whole species on that motherfucking field. That's cool.
I ain't play no sport. My boy good though.
Okay. You play sports?
Yeah, I'm
playing football. Yeah,
I play football. I'm all right.
In high school?
Yeah, high school. I'm the man.
My problem was I still play right now too.
Like, so I played basketball a little bit. I did run track fast as hell. And I did swimming and shit, all that good shit. But football is my thing. That's my passion. That's my heart. Fell in love with football from it saved my life actually.
Nice.
Went to college for football, all that stuff.
Nice. I didn't play football, but I did play basketball in like 7th, 8th grade. I played softball for Shabazz. Shout out to the Bulldogs. Nice. I was a pitcher. Absolutely. I was a pitcher. I'm looking forward to it, you know, everything that we got going on. It is definitely Sports Sunday, so I hope y'all get y'all tickets in.
Get your parlays in, man.
It's been a very inconsistent year. Football.
Man.
Fuck y'all.
Jalen, we had a conversation.
Y'all been breaking my heart and my pockets, man. That's smart though. Don't use your credit to do it either. Don't say, guys.
Gambling is a thing, so bet smart, but get your money. Niggas is snacking,
family. Yeah, I wish you might have won a ticket.
Niggas is really coming up.
Somebody just pulled a 50 to 10K. Sheesh. But it was one of those bet the first basket. Where I was like, yo, man, you gotta post your bets more often.
Do not be those let me see your tickets. Don't be one of those. Get your own, man.
Let me see your
tickets. Money getting printed every
day, right? Gotta tell them. Do your own research, man.
D-Y-O-R. Okay, cool.
We good, man. It's cool.
We got some content there.
We good, man. I said we wrap it up, you know. It was a good, you know, bringing it 2024 the right way.
We're gonna wrap it up.
Remember, DJ Chase app. Download the app.
Because this is the only way that you'll be able to hear us for now. Because that podcast is coming.
Download that app.
Then it's a lit.
Wednesdays, each and every Wednesday, 9 to 10, for sure.
Yeah.
Real talk show.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Real Talk Show, y'all.
Be safe if you're going out tonight.
Right.
Be safe. Check your surroundings. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive.
Look out for each other.
Say something.
Stay safe. Facts. Protect yourself. And I'll see y'all in 2024.
Yes, absolutely.
Jersey.
We're going to cheers to this. Where your cup at?
Oh, I got the bottle.
Here we go.
Here's the 2024, the Real Talk Show.
Yes.
Nice.
Cheers to us.
Salud.
Salud.